Nothing a nice like my idol stew.
Idolfest 2026, dubbed Idolfest Purity, Black is Beautiful, is expected to attract a wide cross-section of business from St. Vincent and the Grenadines and the several Caribbean countries, including Grenada, Trinidad, Jamaica, and Barbados. Speaking with NBC News, event director of the festival, Devon Gonzales, said the objective is to encourage healthier lifestyles and better eating habits among persons.
So through eating healthier foods, more organic-based foods, hence the words ITAL, as well as what we wear, the clothes that we wear, trying to wear more natural fabric clothing, as well as even the music we listen to, trying to get back to a conscious vibe. I have my own health issues, so I had to change the way I eat. And years ago, I used to be into promotion. So recently, when the promotion bug bit me again, I was trying to come up with an idea of what I can do promotion-wise, and hence my love for food and my affinity for Rasta. I drew Idolfest out of the universe, and Idolfest was born.
Reflecting on the response of the two previous editions, Mr. Gonzales said persons have been responding well to the festival.
From year one, Idolfest Royalty, it was amazing. The outpouring of love and support for the festival was amazing. Year two was completely overwhelming. The thousands of persons that were in attendance was a shock to my system. I really didn't expect it. But I can see that people are drawn to it. A lot of people want to change the way they eat and take care of their bodies better. So persons have been responding tremendously. As usual, it's great energy and good vibe. It's a family-friendly festival. So what we did in year one, we build off of it for year two. Year two, where we celebrated unity, we had persons from the different islands around the region come together to show the unity with Rastafari and the unity when it comes to food and celebration of all things natural. And those persons who came last year from the different islands, a whole lot of them want to come back this year again. So hence we have Jamaica, we have Grenada coming in as a new person, the Trinidadians are coming back, and also the Bajans.
Mr. Gonzales explained that this year's event will be divided into separate zones.
The reggae aspect falls into the Rasta Rockers stage zone. So we're going to have live performances from our international Vincentian-born artists. So artists like Patrick Jr., Abuza, Yafutu Dynamite, Havlin, Jomo, Iceberg, Terracle, they all are going to be there. And I can guarantee that this is going to be a performance that has never been seen before. They're coming with a different vibes. We are currently in rehearsals. It's going to be a high-energy performance that the public has never seen before from their own Vincentian reggae artists. And then we have DJs playing DJ music. We have poets. We have dancers. So the stage is going to be filled with fun entertainment for the 12 hours that we're there.
The Idolfest event coordinator is encouraging the public to support this month's event.
To everybody, including the lovers, give yourself a break on the day. Give your stomach a break, a chance to reset and refresh yourself. I won't tell anybody to just try to just cut out meat out of their diet, but try it. Some days don't eat meat. Some days cut the meat out of your diet, reduce the salts in your diet and the foods that high in fat, and try some ITAL, try some organic stuff that growing from the ground, and give the cows and the chickens a chance to live another day. So it's Saturday, August 22nd. It's at Arnosville, the entrance to the stadium. Once you pass anywhere along the tarmac, you're going to see it, because our setup and our layout is going to be exceptional. It's going to be amazing, so you will not be able to miss it. Person can just expect great vibes, good energy. It's a non-alcoholic event. It's an event where we don't promote vulgarity and the usual that will be taking place during the year. So it's something completely different to raise the consciousness of everybody that comes out.
Event director of Idolfest 2026, Devon Gonzales. The festival is being held as part of activities to mark Emancipation Month 2026. I'm Nerissa Sandy with today's special report.